So we have a question here. How do you let go of comparing yourself to others and feeling jealous, or that you may not have done much with your life in comparison? So this is a deep question. So there's kind of two sides to this. On the one hand, you know, how can you get over negative emotions, comparing yourself negatively to others, being jealous, and dealing with that kind of negative, the effect of negativity that you're feeling in yourself when you see others. Okay, so there's the feeling that's going on. Because remember, if you look at someone and you feel jealous, you're feeling the jealousy. So one thing is, how are we going to deal with those feelings when they come up? And the other is, what are you going to do about your own life and the fact that, as far as you're concerned, you haven't done as much as other people have? And these are two separate things, actually, even though they might be connected. First thing I recommend is that you realize that you did the best you could have done up till now. All of us human beings, first of all, do the best we can, even though on some level we might say, oh, I should have done better, I could have done better, my life could be better, I should have done this, should have done that, blah, blah, blah. We might beat ourselves up about what we didn't do in life or what we did do that was a problem. Even though we might have those thoughts, the truth is, the real fact, matter of just real deal, hardcore truth, is that we couldn't have done anything different, because if we could have done something different, we would have done it. So you might look back and say, I shouldn't have eaten that thing, I shouldn't have done that, I should have finished that thing, I should have gone to that, blah, blah. No, maybe you can think that in your head. In the moment, you couldn't do it. And that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It's just fact. And so destiny has a way with us. And I believe in destiny, and I believe things happen for a reason. And I believe that whatever anyone did or didn't do is good, even though it might not seem like that now. And it might take time to understand the deeper significance behind the way things are. But whatever happened, happened for a reason, and there's benefit in it. So I first will say, whatever happened in the past, that's the way it is. You know, there's nothing I can do about that. So we first have to deal with the past and really come to terms with the fact that it is what it is. We did what we did. We couldn't have done it differently, or we would have done. Everything we did seemed like a good idea at the time. I've done all kinds of completely stupid things that I now, in a way, regret. But in the moment, it seemed like a good idea at the time. Yeah, so I ultimately don't get involved in feeling regret. But part of me is like, God, how the hell did you think that was a good idea? And we all have those things, you know. Oh, I should, you know, I'm not going to go into details here, but we all have these bizarre things that we've done. So big and small, right and wrong, blah, blah, blah. End of the day, it happened. And that's it. It was what it was, seemed like a good idea, and now here we are. So now we are here, and we're not thinking about the past anymore. What are we going to do about our life? Because if you choose to start living your life the way that you want to, and you start taking on board the things we've been sharing with you and start applying them practically, because remember, theory and practice are different things. If you start actually implementing the routines, the practices, and all these things into your life practically in a real way, in a daily basis, you will see tremendous, radical transformation happen in your life. So to whatever extent you can, start implementing things into your life that will change your life. And you can start small. You can start with one practice, like getting up earlier in the morning and doing meditation. It's a great place to start. whatever it is for you that you feel is going to give you the best change, biggest transformation, and start doing it now, because now is the moment of power. Now is the moment that things can change. Not yesterday, not last year, not when you were born, not to different parents. Now, right now. And as you start focusing on your own life, as you start focusing on what you can do now, then you actually stop looking at other people as much. The more you're focused on what you need to do, you just don't have any time for obsessing and being jealous and looking at others. So your attention goes from, oh, this person's so good, I wish I was like them, I'm annoyed with them, the fact they did it and I didn't, I'm no good, my life sucks, and blah, blah, blah. You give up those kind of thoughts because you don't have time for it. Your thoughts are now about, what can I do? What can I do today to make my life better? What can I do to change this thing? How can I add this new practice? You're obsessed about what you can do to make your life better. So you can consider yourself a hero actor. If you imagine a hero or heroine, you know, on a stage or in a movie set, they are focused on their own lines. They're focused on their own life. They're not looking at the extras. They're not looking at the other people. They're just doing what they need to do, saying their lines, doing their thing. So you need to become a hero of your own life. And as you do that, jealousy won't come to you anymore because you haven't got time for it. So it's really a shift in your attention, a shift in where you give your energy. And if jealousy does come for any reason, because it might do, then understand that you are the one creating the chemicals in your own body that is creating the feeling that we call jealousy. So all these different emotions, they're actually physical sensations, and you can feel them in different parts of your body. You know, feel it in your heart, which they're in different chakras. You know, you can physically feel them. So they're not really emotions. When we say emotions, it sounds more abstract, but they're actually physical sensations. And once you just feel the feeling in the body and you say, all right, well, here it is, you know, feeling it in my solar plexus area, probably to do with confidence. If someone else is doing really well and you feel lack of self-confidence, you'll probably feel it in your solar plexus, in your gut. It's like, oh, God, it hurts right there, that hole there. So when you start focusing on what you need to do with your life, that hole in the solar plexus area or wherever the feeling is will change. So basically get self-obsessed in a good way. Get self-obsessed. What can you do to make your life better? It's not that you're becoming a selfish person. It's just that you're choosing to do the only thing that any of us can do, and that is to change our own life. So focus on changing your own life. Don't worry about other people. Don't worry about what other people are doing or what they're not doing or what they should be doing and what you could have done. Just think about, what can I do now? What can I do now? What can I do today? What can I do this week? What can I do this month? What can you do now to start living your Dharma, your superhero journey? What can you do? Write it down and just start implementing one thing consistently and watch the magic happen. Consistency is the magic power. So keep doing it over and over again until it becomes a habit. And then you now have become the kind of person that you want to be. And then you're not going to even look at anyone and be jealous. And if you do happen to see people and you're like, wow, I'm inspired by these people, you don't have to be jealous. You can be inspired. There are a lot of people who have achieved things in their life that I aspire to. So I look at those people and I think, good, good for you. Good for you. I'm happy that they are successful. So you want to cultivate a liking, enjoyment from other people's success. So if someone makes tons of money, you should be like, good for them. I'm happy that they are so rich. If someone becomes a number one bestseller, or someone does some cool thing, or gets the girl, or gets the boy, or gets the this, or whatever it is, give them congratulations. Be happy about other people's success. You know, if you cultivate an inner feeling of happiness when people are successful, and you honestly feel good about them, that is so liberating, and it's such a beautiful attitude, and you can get inspiration and happiness from those people. So go for it, go for it, go for it. Feel good about it, and just keep implementing what's important for you. So I hope that helps.